So greetings, everybody. I will be speaking mostly in English, but also with a little bit of Tibetan mixed in so that Tibetan friends can understand. Chobo tsamala taji deli shuguyo, dene ta dering mangchewa inji nangla shegiyen sine tsansang la peke tez tez labne mi cha tsang la hakoya kichit. So today I wanted to speak a little bit about the characteristics of what I think are an exceptional teacher, an exceptional teacher of the Dharma. And I want to preface this by saying that just in case there's any doubts, I do not see myself as a Dharma teacher, and I don't kind of hold that position. So these are really just from years of observation as a Buddhist of different teachers. Ane chigi gingin samso chikyang mes chisa ngarang gi labia di churi gine su la tene yongbi yong mare rwa ngarang ki kandis la gure nyam yong la tene te chushe gen mambu tune mambu nyene gi nyam yong la tene drobi duwa. So first of all, in terms of Dharma teachers, especially in the West, qualifications are indeed very important. You want people who are well-educated and who are able to present complex ideas in a way that people will understand. So certainly this is very important. Ane tambo chi shiyun di ke chambu re duwa ane che ting samu den so le lapo she ne mi ko tuya gi kandis labu re shegen chi gogi re duwa di ke chambu chi re. So that is indeed very important. And I don't think that having qualified teachers is an elitist concern at all. I know that there are some who say that perhaps it is elitist, but I think in the history of Buddhism, the teachers have always been teaching, if not based on many years of study and practice, based on the qualities of realization. And so if those things are missing, certainly that is a problem. And I certainly also think that many of the problems we experience in the West are due to underqualified teachers. Dene ngonso di kandis lagre, namgyung na sheyin di ha leipe ke chenpo re duwa, sheyin ke chenpo mes chikyang lagi mes rwa, ane ngonso di nukchok la, dene sheyin mege mambo che shegen chane dela tene nyokra mambo tuiswa, che zang di chikche rwa, sheyin di dene ke chenpo re duwa. However, we have to understand also that the qualities of a teacher are not something that can be measured only in, you know, what kind of scholastic degree this person has, what kind of, what their position was in their class. It's also not measured by necessarily the years that somebody spent in retreat, how many mantras they've counted, the famous teachers who they're connected to as a student, or things like that. These are all related to kind of like surface qualifications, but you also need more in addition to that. And somebody who is very learned, was maybe a top scholar and knows a lot of very famous, well-respected teachers, that is no guarantee that they will be successful as a Dharma teacher themselves. So we need to sort of understand that there are qualifications, but being a teacher is not something that is totally quantitative. There has to be something more than that. Dene kandis lagure di chu shegen kebar chengi tse di rwa lobjong chikpo la tenen rogyo mares rwa dene kepa yinda min so chikpo la tenen rogyo mares lama sa chenpo sune sumshu shuya di chikpo mares rwa dinso samotangsang chik re duwa ine keshe dile manga yang chik gogi res. So then, what would that quality be? Well, I think that from my own experience, the teachers that have touched me the most, and also, and in this matter I am biased, but working as an interpreter for someone who I think is a really excellent teacher, these are teachers who are teaching the Dharma, and they are able to at the same time hold two objects within their mind, and that is the thought of the Dharma and the thought of sentient beings. In that particular case, I'm thinking of the listeners, the people that are listening to the teachings. Dene chu shegin kebar chen kechu kari yunana dene koronso chu shepe kaplo la ya rwa yul ni tuse chik yul ni donon te tubya chik re dwa yame labna te zubu chagi re rwa dene ningje bokande sona so rwa di chik che 안에 유 니든 소 카레레스 템바 당 샘신 좋아 템바 직상으로 탄국이래 두아 the teachings 사모기 쳐디 안에 니바디 샘신 된소 드네 투스 데라야 추시야기 투스 데라야 샘신 산아 추닝인 된소 진소 니 할베 케첨보 찌고기래 두아 so a really qualified dharma teacher is able to hold the teachings and the listeners in their mind at the same time. This means that in addition to imparting the knowledge, for example, of whatever text they are trying to teach, they are also aware of the experience of the listeners. What is the way that they are teaching? What kind of feelings is that bringing forth in the minds of the listeners? Is it bringing a feeling of openness? Is it bringing a feeling of happiness? Are they able to engage with the teaching with joy? These are all very, very important considerations. And the chushigin di chun yingi rwa chitang samogi sunchu di nango gire dua yene di tokla ya rwa nyengin dinso nyamnyung kandes chitu sorwa kandes chitu dine chushaya di nyempe kaplola ya semna gawachi yongtu gidu damendu di halepe kechembore dua. Paying attention to the experience of the listeners and holding the sublime Dharma that you don't want to water down and that you want to honor in one hand, and then also the experience of the listener, wanting to give them confidence in the teachings, wanting them to feel safe in exploring their doubts and their difficulties with you as a teacher. That's also something that is extremely important. And I really think that teachers that are aware of that, those are the really exceptional ones. So for example, as a translator for Geshe Sonam, when I am observing how he is reading the audience, despite the language barrier, he is very much tuned in to what their experience is. Chidang dinsang injike yaru jogi doa yine injike chidang kale kabo di kotu samare yine chun yenge ni nyangnung di donang shebo yores donang shebo yores. And so because he is aware of the experience and because he considers the experience of the students so important, his teaching has a vastness and a flexibility. And that vastness and that flexibility comes from, firstly, the attention that he pays to the audience, and secondly, the confidence that comes from his own education. Because when Dharma teachers tend to get parochial, when they tend to get dogmatic, that parochialness, is that a word? Well, I'm making one. That parochialness, that dogmatism, comes from a place of insecurity often, because they don't know the teachings well enough to present with confidence. They have to present it as an imposition rather than an exploration. Dene chik cherwa chunyengyen donang tene ane samogi chudi yang senong la nyar tubya nyamdu jona halepe gya chenpo jogi dwa busu tobo jogu mare karin sena chik che sheyen yapo yona nganso gyen nang shin sheyen yapo chik yona na dene soso tengsu chik yongi dwa rwa Tengzu yunana dene busu tobo shego mare. Halepi gya chenpo so tukidus, dene mi su yuna pen tukire duwa. Ike chenpo chichi. So when you are listening to different Dharma teachings and you are considering whether to take somebody as a teacher or not, I really encourage you to kind of analyze their pedagogy, analyze how they are presenting, not just that the information is good or that, you know, the teaching is the highest of this or the highest of that, but in their presentation, are they able to honor the sublime Dharma? And are they able to honor the feelings of the listeners at the same time? And do they feel secure enough in their knowledge to allow the listeners to explore their doubts, to explore their misgivings, and to use that as a way to broaden their knowledge of the path? Or does somebody sharing a doubt, sharing a misgiving, immediately make them insecure and turn into dogmatism? So that is something really to watch out for. So, chua so so tambo chi chi sa dro de roa de ne ge ge gen ye wa che ke chen bo chi gre de wa ane dor du na de ne koron so chu shi pe kap lo la ya ge chu din so kan des la gre tes mang su gi dro tang chi democracy da wo chi ge chen bo dro na do pa sa cho ya kon so do pa pa la na na le le de tu bi chi de re de wa ma to chen dopa tets yonana dene langsang tsagi tsigi che di ingores chi glabna na rwa dene chi chena sheyun di koronso koronso tengso yomare karinse na sheyun gya chenpo menna na dene nga ronso di tso di dogma da wo chi drogi duwa gonda di pyoke na wana tsidi hako gyo mare di jao rumbo che debchi gyore I think Buddhism beyond dogma di da wo chi gyore di nesu kye chenpo chi gyore so I think His Holiness also has even written a book, I think, Religion Beyond Dogma or Buddhism Beyond Dogma, something like that. So dogmatism really, it often comes from lack of security in one's education and one's qualifications, and also lack of sensitivity to the experiences of the audience. And if you're coming from a place where your speaking of the Dharma is really aimed at giving the students their own confidence to be able to explore with and engage, and hopefully one day even realize the teachings, then you won't run into those problems. Chö shegen yena dene dogmatism busu to bodhi mena na ane kandis la gare chö nyengen dinso koronso hako yagi chedu koronso topa le yagi chedu shena na dene nyoge dinso nyunyu shida yongi oma res. Alright, so I thought to keep it short and sweet, but this is a topic I would definitely like to revisit, and so maybe we'll make another video about it soon. Dene derin da tuzu tes tuntun so na yagare samsung che tsang de la tsargi hin sine chi chen je ma jojo di yangyo ko te chi gin sine so ke chen bu chi kre tu all right thanks very much for listening cha tsang ta ji de la shu yo